Well, I know that if it was one of our councillors, I know if it was one of our councillors that went on the radio and they spoke to you, Greg, and this is completely hypothetical, but let's say that one of our councillors went on the radio and accused a common member of Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil or indeed Micheál Collins' group of some type of criminal activity, sexual abuse or something like that there, but wouldn't mention their name, but just was kind of, you know, broad brush targeting them all, and that was proven to be unsubstantiated, I would be demanding their resignation. They wouldn't be fit to be a public representative in that case. And as I said, there's loads of political attacks. He went on the radio, he did it in every single radio station. I'd rather be talking about this, that and the other. Well, if you'd rather be talking about this, that and the other, why did he coordinate with Gary Donnelly to break the story in Derry City Council, unsubstantiated allegations, which was that members of Sinn Féin went to an individual's house and threatened them that the IRA would be knocking on their door. And then he followed that up by going on national radio through Reading the Gaeltachta and then any other radio station that he'd go on. If he wanted to be talking about other things, then why didn't he just, if he genuinely believed that this was true, report it to the guards? The guards would have called to the individual's house, which happened, and he would have told them it was nonsense, which happened. But that isn't what the agenda was here. The agenda was about destroying the character of individuals belonging to Sinn Féin and to try and draw me and Mary Lou into a nonsense argument.